I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason. Ta-da! With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's afternoon rush, KLZ 560, kicking off Dan Hump Day.
I love Hump Day. It's Wednesday. It means Friday's right around the corner. Here comes the weekend.
Mike. Okay, Hump Day, Wednesday. John Rush, Dan Muir, Cassie George doing Facebook Live. Jamie Atlas, our fitness trainer here every single Wednesday. And yes, somehow we convinced him to still come in 2018. What do you know? Imagine that.
It's my New Year's resolution.
To spend time with us.
Still do Rush to Reason. I'm still okay. I'll still go.
That's right.
These guys.
It's all about connecting with the people that you care about, right?
Nice shirt, by the way.
What's that
thing say anyway?
It says Wallabies. It's my Wallabies rugby jersey.
What's with this
jersey?
Cheesy little, you know, feminine collar thing you're wearing?
It's called mustard. Actually, you might look.
No, the collar, not the collar. The collar. That little, you know, it's like a half inch thick. You know, it's not like a half a collar.
See, in rugby, which is a man's game, you can't have a full collar because then otherwise,
tear it off.
Yeah, guys just grab
you.
You
need a collar at all?
Yeah, that's a good question. This is my formal rugby jersey. Yeah,
it's one button. When you want to be collar, I guess no. Yeah, so it's just one button, just a single button.
It's one button. Yeah, I do love watching rugby. Anytime you get Australia versus like anyone else in the world, like any good Australian will tune in and watch it with great enthusiasm.
You use a bigger ball in rugby, right?
Which it's like an American football, but slightly more rounded. It's like basically
football.
It's like a fat football, yeah, with like sort of like little rounder edges. But they
kind of feel like a fat.
So it's
football.
A Dan football.
I kind of look like a fat football.
Dan, don't say that. Why would you say that about yourself, brother? What's been going on?
What's been going on? He's asking.
What's going on?
Come on, what's going on?
Last week I saw you. Sorry, let's recap last week with your cinnamon roll.
Yes.
I gave it away.
Yeah.
I brought in two more the next day, and Dan, I will tell you, Dan was good. He didn't eat them.
What?
I did not eat those. Nope.
Did John put them on your desk again?
I tried.
He did.
Did he like do the airplane noise and try to feed it to you?
I tried.
Open up the hangar.
I tried.
Right, here it comes. Did you? So you gave it to Charlie the first day.
Yeah.
Charlie
ate like 1,800 calories of cinnamon rolls last week.
Did it taste better the second one, Charlie, or was the first one the best?
No, third one he said was the best.
Because, you know, Charlie is Kung Fu Panda.
That's right.
So Charlie can eat whatever he wants and still be lightning fast.
That's right.
And take care of everything.
He's got the moves. He's got the moves.
He's it.
He's the prophecy. So that was last week. And then John brought in more cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls.
Just to really test your mettle. And you resisted the challenge.
I did. I resisted those.
What was it, caramel cinnamon rolls. What was it that gave you the ability to resist the caramel cinnamon roll?
A 6'7" Australian.
Don't say.
Who said, I've invested so much into you, don't let me down.
I gave you the guilt trip, didn't
you
I?
You did, and it worked.
Did it work?
It really worked.
Sometimes
every time I look at something I'm not supposed to eat, I think of you, and I go, I can't let him down.
Well, thank you, mate. I would love for us to get to a point where you think, I can't let Dan down. Right, but we'll get to that. Right, that was like a hallmark moment.
Someday,
right,
that's
there.
A whole different.
That's right, it's different motivation.
Whole different process.
For right now, I'll take intimidation as your motivation. How about that?
It works.
Motivation by intimidation.
Right? Yeah.
You could get a T-shirt that says
you
that.
You should. Yeah.
No, I
motivation
don't want that.
By intimidation. JamieAtlas.com.
Put your review on the T-shirt. That'd
be
awesome.
I want to cut.
All right, this is a very narrow step away from me just being like America's next drill sergeant.
Yeah, that works. Some people need that when it comes to losing weight.
Exactly. Somebody like.
Like, honestly, like that's kind of for a phase there. That was like every trainer was trying to be that. Like it's one of the
things. Does that not work? Real quick, as a transition to losing weight, does that not work?
I think there was actually a gym. Oh, I'll tell you about this. Do you guys know about a gym called the Anti-Gym that was here years ago?
Anti-Gym. Do you remember that, Dan? I don't.
No.
Charlie does.
No.
Charlie does. The Anti-Gym.
Yeah, the Anti-Gym.
No Chubbies?
Chubbies.
No Chubbies. Actually,
if you Google Anti-Gym commercials, it's an exercise in basically someone desperately trying to get as much media attention as possible. And it totally worked for the guy. Yeah, Michael somebody, yeah. But I actually... it's like there's multiple stories I have around that, but basically the whole premise of the guy was, you know, if you don't lose weight according to our plan, and then you must be cheating on the food plan, and then you need to eat less and less. But if you quit, then we are going to send you a cupcake along with an angry voicemail saying that you're a complete loser and like you know. Like, how do you think you can stand up to anything? Seriously, I swear.
Is that why I kept getting all these cupcakes and letters?
Yeah.
I had no idea it was coming from them.
No, you have to be signed up as a member. They didn't just send it to you generally for being a failure at life. But the key part was that the Anti-Gym basically was all built around intimidation.
And Anti-Gym.
The Anti-Gym. Basically, and they were just like any regular gym. But what they said is, we really care about you. / you know, if you
do no, what our, they really were saying is, we just want your money.
Do it, yeah. Do it our way, or like they're like that too. Yeah, do it our way, or you can get the hell out. Basically, is what they were saying.
Okay,
and so they did great for a while. Like they did really well. Unfortunately, it was one of those things where just after a certain period of time, you know, it just became one of those places where, hey, if you're in great shape and you want to stay in great shape, then come work out at our place, and you know you can. Basically, we only allow hot people in here, is what it became. I actually trained a girl who was one of the people in the commercials. If you see the commercials, the girl who's in the commercials, because in the commercials you basically had a 400-pound girl who would go, who would sit there and go, "Oh, I can't get a guy," and then her hot friend would go, "Maybe you should start working out," and then the guy would appear and he would say, "Moo, moo. You'll never get a hubby if you're a chubby."
Whoa, really?
No, he's nodding his head.
Whoa.
YouTube will verify for me.
However,
so in my point, like...
Moo, moo.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So when you say, "Jamie, you could be super harsh." Yeah, I could, but I would have trouble putting my head on the pillow at night if I ever got that.
So what was that saying again? Moo, moo.
Moo, moo. You'll never get a hubby.
If you're a chubby.
You're a chubby. Which is a terrible human being that would say such a thing. So it's like, I have to laugh because otherwise I'll just cry.
Yeah.
So anyway,
those of us that used to be a chubby, yeah, I can imagine.
Exactly, yeah. So anyway, so that's one of those things where for a while, like that was in like, so like maybe like the late 90s, early 2000s. For a while, that was the thing that like all trainers were doing. They were like, okay, we want to get people in shape. Let's just yell at them until they're like, you know, scared.
Like a drill sergeant.
Like a drill sergeant. Now, as anyone who has been in the military will tell you, it works great while the person's yelling at you. The second you step away from that, then you're absolutely clueless as to what to do and how to motivate yourself. And so that's why it's really important. That's why I talk about I don't want to be the trainer who's like super, super like intimidating or rather if I do, am intimidating, I want to be it ever so selectively.
Okay.
So that way I can use it only like in case of emergency break glass type thing.
All right. Hold that thought. We'll come right back. Good transition. Don't go anywhere. JamieAtlas.com. That's our fitness trainer. You can find him by emailing him at jamieatlas.com or just go to the website jamieatlas.com. Extreme Automotive is up next, and they have got diesel repair in their facility, mainly because Dennis knows diesel trucks because he owns a fleet of his own. Plus, he knows how to service your diesel vehicle, has all the tools, the equipment, the training, everything you need in the heart of Parker to handle your diesel vehicle. 303-841-1071. Give him a call today. When you do, tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Dennis Brewster owns a fleet of tow trucks that run on diesel, so he understands exactly how temperamental diesel vehicles can be, especially in the cold. That's why Extreme Auto Repair in Parker remains one of very few shops with the right tools and training to maintain your diesel truck.
Your diesel truck is your livelihood. If it doesn't run, you don't make money. I know, because at Extreme Auto Repair, I have 7 diesel trucks, and if they don't start, I lose business. I don't want this to happen to you. That's why we are offering $300 off repairs of $1,000 or more now through the end of January. At Extreme Auto Repair, we have the factory scan tools to work on these vehicles. My guys know diesels, and they love to work on them. They will make sure you will start in the morning and give you confidence that your diesel truck will keep making you money. Don't relinquish your man card and get stuck in the cold. Call Extreme Auto Repair today in Parker at 303-841-1071 and get your diesel inspected today.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, where's our Vegemite sandwich?
Oh my goodness.
Where is
you were supposed
Vegemite.
To bring us one.
Actually, you know what? Australia Day is January 27th.
January 27th.
Yes, there's of course there's Australia Day.
Was that break off from prison day or what?
Maybe actually, kind of. Australia Day.
Australia Day.
Australia
put
Day.
It on the calendar.
That's the day that Captain Cook.
Okay, what day is that? Is that a, week?
January 27th.
Yeah, but what day of the week is that? That is Monday. Doggone it. That's a Saturday.
Oh,
we can't have you on then. I guess you got to be on Drive Radio.
You could, but we could celebrate this Wednesday before.
Yes. So I'll bring it.
Sure, it's a week long celebration.
I'll bring in a few Australian things.
Yeah.
It's the 26th.
I'll bring in Tim
Tams. Are you sure it's the 27th?
27th. That's what I said.
It says 26th on there.
That's what I said. 26th.
Yes. I'm so it's a Friday. So we could have him on a Friday.
It's the whole international dateline thing.
He was
off
Australia I was trying to adjust for you guys.
So we could do that Friday that week, Dan, and have him on Friday instead of Wednesday and do Australia
Day.
We could
do Australian
We
Christians.
Could. Let's do it.
That would be fun.
Let's plan it.
Let's do it.
Okay,
Australia
so put
Day.
That on the calendar.
Great.
Cassie, let's do that. That'll be fun.
Cultural awareness.
So move
Day.
Him from that Wednesday to Friday.
We'll have Andy review Crocodile Dundee as the movie.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
I love that movie. That's a great movie.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be so bad. That would be fantastic. I'd love that.
Okay, so there's a lot of people that went out as soon as the New Year's was over and said, we got to join the gym. Let's join the gym. So they joined.
You see them.
And now
they're
in their second week.
Yes.
Are they still going?
Man, right now is the part where they're going like, do I really need to do this? You know, it's like
kind of a waste of money.
Yeah,
it's a lot of time.
I really like
those peanut butter bars that Terry makes. I think I'll have those instead.
The peanut butter bars?
Hey, do you want a piece of one of those?
No, I do not. Terry, do not bring me any peanut butter bars.
I have some in the fridge I could probably give you.
Good. Yes, bring them. I will gladly throw them away.
Eat them.
No, I will not.
You like them.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, you will. Ask Dan.
Away,
Tempest,
away.
Dan?
Yeah, you'll eat those.
Luckily,
they're really small.
The one thing you can convince any fitness person to eat is peanut butter, because it's like it's supposed to be high in fiber, high in protein.
High in protein.
So people will be like, oh, peanut butter balls. Like any paleo diet thing or any sort of like diet fitness thing.
Which, by the way, that was
peanut butter something.
So I was going to move into that. What is this? That's in my notes actually.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not this week, but last week. What is this paleo diet? Explain all that, because there's people out there. It's coming through Facebook like right and left. Get on this paleo diet. Explain that.
Oh,
what is it?
There's a bunch of different diets out there. So here's what I'll say: is that the paleo diet does what most diets do. They've just given themselves a
nice fancy switch to it. So it just cuts calories back.
Well, it cuts calories back. What they do is they say, hey, why don't you eat meat that is very lean?
Okay.
And avoid certain foods like...
Which means you're not going to have a big old piece of bacon.
Yeah, no bacon. No bacon. It's all lean meats.
Okay.
Like so.
Yeah, Dan, bacon's not a lean meat. Just so you know.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is. It's on every salad bar. It's got to be.
No, it's not, Dan.
It's right at the end of the salad bar.
Yeah, exactly.
That, right?
It's not what it's supposed to be.
The goal is to have you fill up on healthy stuff before you go bacon crazy.
Is that why I always start at the end?
Right? Yes, the opposite end. That's right. You go left to right. You're like...
then I usually skip the rest of the stuff
right,
on the salad bar.
On your right.
Dan just fills up on bacon, croutons, and dressing.
Oh, gosh. That sounds like something on the KFC menu.
Actually, kind of does.
Right? Yeah. So I put some gravy all over it.
By the way, just a side note, when I was fat, the best part of KFC was the bottom of the bucket.
What?
Oh, yeah.
The skin that was left over that all fell off. You just ate.
You lick up the grease.
Exactly. Just dripping it off your fingers.
You just slop it in.
That's what actually, you would take a little piece of bread, you take one of the little muffin things, and you soak the bottom of that up and eat it.
Give you the biscuits.
That's right.
Exactly why.
America.
And therein is why I weigh 305 pounds.
Yeah. Chicken skin eating habits. Be damned.
See, Dan, I could eat with the rest of them. Trust me.
Right.
Because am I right?
Oh, yeah. That's the one place
I
drive.
That's part of KFC right there.
That's
the bottom of the bucket.
I drive by, and I literally have to
look the
other way.
No, wait a minute. Real quick. Before you did that, though, the first thing you had to do was because it just wasn't quite right at that point. You had to take a little bit of salt and sprinkle it all over the bottom of the bucket. Exactly. So
more salt.
So then you had all that salty, crusty skin left over. Mm. There you go.
Delirious right now, man.
That was some good stuff.
We need to order a bucket.
Like the Marina Ghost. Right, yes.
No wonder, it's no wonder I'm still alive today.
Right, yeah, no kidding. Like death by KFC. Jeez, I can feel my heart.
Oh, and I used to eat KFC like once a week.
I can feel my arteries thickening just thinking about this.
Now, just a real quick question. Dan, extra crispy or original?
No, I'm an original guy.
Me too. Now, I'll eat the extra crispy because at the bottom of the deal, it's a little better than the original.
But the extra crispy is the best. I mean, the original is the best grease ever.
That's right.
Ever.
It is. It drips off.
It does. How did this happen?
just a side note.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, back to the paleo diet, which does not include KFC, I'm guessing.
No, definitely not. Well, actually, here's what I'll say. Jeez, you guys, seriously, you're killing me.
we're killing Jamie's plan here.
Let's say this. Like, so let me say, okay, so I'll give you the short version. Paleo is like any other diet. It says, hey, eat the foods that will make you feel full up, like vegetables, and avoid certain other key foods for these key reasons, for digestive aid purposes. Okay. But the whole idea behind the paleo diet is like what they say is it's like the caveman diet. It's the diet that caveman ate. But really, like the caveman did not, like, they're talking about the caveman diet, caveman ate all of the animal. Like he didn't just eat the meat, he also ate the organs. He also ate the offal. You know, he also ate like every part of the beast got to get used. In the good old days, don't give me that look. You never had like a good old piece of liver?
No.
Liver?
Fava bean sauce?
No. Nope.
That's my...
Liver is like eating the oil filter of the car.
Silence of the Renaissance. Oh, I see. You just guys just talking about eating out of the bucket at the bottom of the KFC
that's
bucket.
That's good stuff, man.
And you're like, liver? No, thank you. La-di-da. Anyway, so the paleo diet basically says like, hey, eat lean meats and eat vegetables and avoid a few things for these reasons. And surprisingly enough, you know, find me a diet that doesn't say do those things. Or rather, you might then say, okay, how about things like the Atkins diet? Atkins diet says fat's okay, but the Atkins diet also, also the reason that fat works is usually because fat is very satiating. So when you have something with fat, that's why when people say, like, you know, should I have the low-fat yogurt? You know, I'm having low-fat yogurt. That's good, right? And I say, no, have plain full-fat yogurt and add sugar or flavors to taste. Like, I think if you said, okay, I want, like, you know, if you don't have an allergy to milk or any reaction, then I would say, hey, a nice easy snack is a full-fat yogurt with some blueberries thrown on top, something like that. Because when you have low-fat yogurt with sugar already added, then you don't get to undo. You guys are looking at me like you know something, and I'm scared to ask what
it is. No, it sounds good. So you're saying plain yogurt, sugar.
Plain full-fat yogurt, and then add...
Grow your own yogurt, or do you buy this?
No, I buy it.
Okay, you buy it.
I'm not out there like with tinfoil hats on or anything
you
like that.
You can grow your own yogurt. That's easy.
Off the grid now?
You don't do that?
No.
My wife does.
No, yes, that's great. Good for her. She can make me some of that.
You just start the culture and just keep it going.
I sub my peanut butter bar out for some of that instead.
You probably could. Talk to her and get it figured out.
Put an order in.
I tend to not eat things that are growing in the fridge. I just...
Yogurt? Where do you think it comes from anyways, Dan?
What's the problem with yogurt? You drink milk? You drink milk.
Yeah, but it doesn't grow in the fridge.
What do you mean?
Well, if you leave it in there long enough, it will.
The yogurt tree,
actually.
Yeah. Right? That's why it goes off.
What? Yeah.
That's why milk goes off, because there's live cultures in there.
Right.
They're turning it into yogurt.
Eventually, it will become that if you let it.
But that's why you drink it within a week of purchase.
Well, unless you have really fresh milk, you go
and then it becomes yogurt. And then you just like go, have you ever made yogurt?
No.
Have you ever seen yogurt made?
No.
It's not that big a deal.
Have you ever eaten frozen yogurt?
Yeah.
No, what? I don't eat things that are alive, living.
So no, it's not growing in my fridge.
It's okay.
No, it's not growing in there.
Is it being growing in someone else's fridge?
Well, no, it's not growing. You buy it at the store.
It grew in someone else's fridge.
It stopped growing when it was in the store.
No, actually, it does. Actually, it doesn't.
I feel like we need Bill Nye the Science Guy in here.
Exactly. It keeps growing, Dan. Trust me.
So anyway, so
I'm not a big fan of yogurt.
However, here's what I'll say. When I had every year, I'll do a six week when I was teaching lots of like group classes and doing stuff at Red Rocks. I used to do a 6 week transformation program right at the start of the year, and my food plan was very unique because I said, hey. Once you're in shape, and this is the key thing, people, this is why you want to get in shape. Once you're in shape, your body knows what to do with extra energy. So once you're in shape, there's a transition that happens. Like, you think about it, why can all these athletes, why can Michael Phelps, all these guys, eat such a massive amount of food and not gain weight? And I'll say this, is because if you're being active and you are in shape, when you eat foods, your body knows where to put the energy. If you're not active, you're not in shape, your body just goes, oh, more stuff to go in the storage unit? Fantastic. And stores are right there in the belly button thighs. Okay. Yeah. So then we want. So my point is, once you are in shape, you can actually go out and eat a KFC meal.
Okay.
And eat whatever you want to eat.
Okay.
But as long as you follow a few key rules.
Which are?
One is to eat as quickly as you can without feeling nauseous.
Eat quickly.
As you can without feeling nauseous. So once a week, you get to do that. Number two is that you exercise intensely within 40 minutes. Because what that does is basically there's like a sort of a bounce and a rebound. You basically, if you work out super hard,
okay.
What happens is your body, Dan is watching me so intently right now, he's like, all of the information.
Well, I'm trying to figure this out. Yeah, me too. If I can eat my KFC before I go to the gym, I'm almost in.
Okay, sure. So, yeah, so if you can eat after you go to the gym. After you go to the gym.
Oh, right? No. So you eat after you go to the gym.
After you go to the gym.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, so yeah. You make KFC.
No, after
you go to the gym.
You go to the gym, and then you go eat whatever you want to eat.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I'll explain in a second. Sorry. And then the third thing is to look up things that would deaden your blood sugar. Like there's certain supplements you can take. Now, I don't want to recommend supplements online.
Right.
So over the radio without actually knowing the person and their medical history, et cetera, or what they might be taking. So, however, what I'll say is if you Google blood sugar stabilizers, and supplements, then you'll find a bunch of different stuff. And there are some very easy, simple vitamins to take. So if you can take those things, three things, here's why this works. Number one, basically, usually it's the sugar in the food that jumps your insulin up. As soon as your blood sugar jumps up, then insulin is released. Insulin is basically an inhibitor of the release of fat. So if your insulin's going all over the place, then your body doesn't want to process the fat, and it ends up being more likely to try and find the energy from other sources, or just to not give you any energy at all. Okay, so then we don't break down fat as easily if our insulin is going all over the place. So that's why we take the blood sugar deadeners. The second thing is, if you were to exercise within 40 minutes of, so if you were to eat your, let's call it a cheat meal. Okay, if you were to eat that within 40 minutes. Then what happens is, if you've worked out hard, then what happens is your body goes, wow, we just burned a whole bunch of muscle energy. I'm not going to say system energy, but muscle energy. So I worked out really hard. So the muscle then responds by going, well, if that's going to happen to us, it's like me saying, well, man, I had $100 in my pocket and I just blew it. So I want $200 in my pocket. So that way this won't happen again. The muscle does the same thing. The muscle says, well, wow, we need to get more energy into this muscle. So it basically opens up almost like a well in the sink at the bottom of a bathtub. And it opens up and says, hey, give me some energy. Now, this only happens if you've been exercising hard for about 6 weeks, three times a week for 6 weeks. At this point in time, so when people have been doing that, the beautiful thing is if you put in the effort. So if you're at week two right now, I'll tell you this. If you can get through 6 weeks hard, then by the end, what you'll find is that you can go and have a cheat meal once a week, and you won't gain weight like you would have if you weren't in shape. So if that gives that, if that's what you're shooting for, then use that as your motivation for the next 6 weeks. Dan's like all of a sudden excited to work out. See, so
I'm liking this.
So if I said once a week, Dan, you could eat sit down and eat as much as you want within a small
window. You mean lick the bottom of the bucket?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. And the reason for that, is because if you are to eat as quickly as you can, then basically, paradoxically, your body doesn't have the time to process all of the food you're eating.
Okay.
So what that means is basically if you were to go eat your KFC, which is like your – and actually, as far as unhealthy meals go, KFC, you could do worse. Because KFC, the only really way they can put bread on top of that is on the skin. And, then they put extra oil in there. But, try telling me that, say, things like mac and cheese. I would give you KFC every day of the week over mac and cheese because there's, very little protein in it. And I know the protein will slow you down.
By the way, KFC has mac and cheese.
Oh, yes. Exactly. Oh, sorry. But when I say KFC, I mean the chicken, right? What's that? What'd you say?
I know.
Sure. But seriously, go for it. Because what's going to happen is in a small period of time, you will eat as much as you can, which means that you'll only absorb a portion of those calories. But your body will tell you it's full. If you're eating real food, if you just want to drink a bucket of oil, then I can't help you. But if you're eating real food...
Got it.
Then your body will fill up before it overdoes.
What if instead of having KFC, you filled up on a big old huge steak and a baked potato? Sure. Same situation.
And you know what? The reason for having a cheat meal is twofold. One is to basically when you eat low calories all the time, your body's metabolism actually starts to respond. And it starts to say we're burning 1,400 calories today, but we're only eating 1,000. Let me drop the metabolism down.
Got it. To match that.
To match that.
Don't want that to happen.
Yeah,
exactly. No, we don't. So that's why doing a cheat meal once a week. Again, and you need all these other things to come together. Otherwise, you can say, okay, cool. I'm just going to keep it. Let's say I naturally burn 1,400 calories just walking around. I want that to be around 1,200 calories. So that way, it's only a 200-calorie deficit also. So that way, the body doesn't respond to it. Now, some people, again, not all bodies are built the same. Some people can be 1,000 calories under and the body doesn't respond. Other people, they drop 200 and their body's metabolism shuts down.
Got it.
You know, there's lots of other health factors involved. But generally speaking, if you can aim to lose, if you don't want to have a cheat meal, then you just have a little less calories every day and your body doesn't move its metabolism. Okay. However, if you want to have a cheat meal, then I would say you have it once a week. You have whatever you want because the twofold is, one, you want a whole bunch of calories so that way your body sees it and jumps its metabolism back up. Two, psychologically, you know, that way if in the middle of the week someone says, hey, Dan, do you want a caramel Cinnabon? And you can say, nope, I'm waiting for KFC Saturday. You know, then all of a sudden I can turn away all the other temptations because I know on Saturday I'm going to get mine.
Got it.
I like that.
Got it.
You like that?
I like that a lot.
So, yeah, so all you need to do is work out for 6 weeks first.
Okay.
Hard.
Okay, so when we come back, and I know we've talked about
this. Let's define that hard, though. Can we define that when we get back?
Yeah, because the next article that I've got, which I want to talk about, because, again, folks out there right now, they're thinking, let's go to the gym, let's work out, we'll lose all this weight. And I've got an article here, and I'm not a fan of Vox, but an article from Vox says, the science is in. Exercise won't help you lose much weight.
Yes and no.
Okay, we'll talk about that as soon as we come back. Colorado Wellness Dentistry coming up next. Lanap Laser they have, and Dan has experienced it firsthand and says it works.
It does. It works really, really well.
What'd you get done?
So I had a tooth pulled, and so they did the laser treatment before they pulled the tooth, and then right afterwards, and it healed up almost instantly.
Did you ask them to do anything about those crow's feet? Or
the what?
The bags under your eyes?
No.
Maybe
no.
Those forehead lines. Just, oh, no, different laser.
Just the mouth. Different laser.
Yeah, this is
different laser. That's right.
Different laser.
All right, Lanap. Laser.
Do I hold it? It's do I really now. Look this bad?
No, you don't, Dan.
No.
No. All right. Colorado Wellness Dentistry 303-953-4812. Call them today and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
The fact that your gums bleed every time you brush your teeth could point to problems in other areas of your body. In his dedicated effort to protect your natural teeth, therefore defending the health of your entire body, Dr. Olson remains among less than 2% of dentists in Denver to offer Lanap laser therapy. Dr. Olson understands that inflammation in one part of your body likely indicates inflammation in the rest of your body. By proactively treating inflammation in your gums, you prevent serious health threats throughout your body. With Lanap laser therapy, Dr. Olson and his team at Colorado Wellness Dentistry promote healing from the bone level without any painful cutting or stitching. Call 303-953-4812 to speak with a dentist who not only recognizes the link between oral care and total body health, but who also implements innovative technology daily in his practice. Mention KLZ to schedule a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Olson, either in person or over the phone. That's 303-953-4812.
All right, Front Range Mortgage coming up next. If you have a jumbo loan and you would like to refinance that and save some money, Front Range Mortgage can do that, 303-500-1900, 303-500-1900. Again, just give them a few minutes of your time, find out exactly what you need to do to save money on your jumbo, and really, it's not that hard. There's lots of new things, incentives, rates, different things that you can do to save money. Call them now and see exactly what you can do, 303-500-1900, Front Range Mortgage, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Colorado mortgage limits were raised in January of 2017. Today, if you owe more than $417,000 on your home, you are probably paying too high a rate and likely in the wrong loan. Your loan may have been a good option in 2010 or 2013, but today your jumbo mortgage is likely a half point up to 2 points higher than today's conforming loan programs. Many of our clients can now afford to leave their jumbo ARM, go to a low, safe, fixed rate, and even obtain cash out for other bills with no increase to their mortgage payment. I'm Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, a local Colorado-only team that's helped hundreds of homeowners to benefit from these recent loan changes, escape their high-interest jumbo mortgages, lowering their rates, and saving a bundle. Call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to see how much you can save under these new guidelines by escaping your jumbo mortgage. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com.
NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Jamie Atlas, our fitness trainer. Find him at jamieatlas.com. Dan Muir sitting next to him, because Jamie's between the two of us.
Something's come between us, John.
Yeah, it's called Jamie.
Yeah, 6'7", Jamie.
He's like you and I together. Almost.
Send him fat?
No, you're just a big guy.
I take up a large amount of space.
Yes, you do. Okay, so exercise.
So
Vox, that article I read a moment ago.
Yep.
So the science is in. Exercise won't help you lose much weight. You've been conditioned to think of exercise as a key ingredient, perhaps the most important ingredient of any weight loss effort. You know the drill. Join the gym on January 1st if you want to reach your New Year's goal. Lost weight, but in truth, the evidence has been accumulating for years that exercise, while great for health, isn't actually all that important for weight loss. Thoughts?
So I definitely agree that it is very important for health.
Okay.
I've said for years that the overweight fit guy, the overweight guy who works out a lot, is in better shape than the lean guy who never works out.
Okay.
Yeah, and in terms of because being active does so many things for your system, for your brain, for your heart, for cleansing out the blood and the organs and all the good stuff that needs oxygen and fresh nutrients every day.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to exercise, the key part to know is when I'm looking at what's happening with fitness, a lot of these researchers, they say, okay, cool, let's work out. Now, of course, I have to control variables. So if you say, hey, Jamie, you have to eat the same amount of food every day, but you also get to work out.
Okay.
Then I would say, okay, great. And then you said, hey, do you think people would lose much weight? I would say no. If they're eating the same amount of food every day as they normally eat,
okay,
and they work, and all they change is the workout,
they're going to lose weight.
They'll lose minimal weight.
Right.
However,
but they will lose some weight because they're doing more weight than what they were before,
some,
right?
Some, yeah,
but if they change their diet and exercise.
Now, but here's the key part. And since my second degree is in sports science, my first degree is in neuroscience. And one of the things I know about the brain is that the chemicals that are released when you start exercising are natural appetite suppressants. And also, if you've been working out super hard, then when you come upon a decision, you will think back to that workout you did this morning and go, man, you know what? Why am I working out so hard if I'm going to eat donuts or if I'm going to eat things that aren't on my plan?
Okay.
And all of a sudden, the psychological aspect of working out becomes something that helps you to make better food
decisions. It's a motivator.
Yes, but also the important part is your mindset around the exercise.
Okay.
In other words, if you're doing it because you're like, I'm doing this to burn calories, then you'll actually eat more. Because all of us are terrible at the math of what calories in, calories out are. Like we all go, I did a great workout. I did a great workout.
I just burned 1,000 calories.
You actually burned
100.
400 calories, and then you went out and ate 2,000.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So to me, when people say I'm working out, I say, great. What are you going to do with that body once it's in great shape? So if they're thinking about, I want to go climb a 14er, I want to play tennis, I want to play with my kids, or I want to be able to have energy throughout the whole day and be able to make good decisions and not be exhausted at the end of the day, that kind of stuff, when someone has that kind of motivation, man, I know that if they start working out, then that is going to be all they need. But that'll be a great kickstart in the right direction. So while it might say the research has shown that exercising burns much less calories than you actually thought, 100% agree. However, I would argue that when people usually eat well and work out, things work great for them. And here's what I'll say. At the start of the workout, let's say if someone has 100 pounds to lose, at the start, I would say nutrition takes the there's a doctor that I've done lots of work with who basically specializes in weight loss, and she had a great saying. She said, when you start off on a weight loss journey, and we both agree, when you start off on a weight loss journey, the nutrition takes a front seat and the workout takes a back seat.
Okay.
But as you progress along your journey, they trade places.
Okay.
And then the nutrition takes a back seat and the workout takes a front seat.
Okay.
In other words, and I say that in all honesty because the first 4 to 6 weeks, as Dan will attest, are basically the part where your body goes, buddy, what are you doing? Seriously,
yeah.
We don't need to do this. Just stop. Right? Here's some aches and pains. Here's some dizziness for you. Here's some sort of an injury, an old injury, raising its weary head again. And all of a sudden there's plenty of reasons why we don't get through those first 4 to 6 weeks. But once you do, once you're into it.
Yeah, once you get over that hump.
Yeah, once you know how it feels, then all of a sudden you go I like this. I want this.
Well, you feel totally different. the energy levels there, it's amazing actually how you feel.
Yeah, and it's impossible to understand unless you've actually been there.
Correct.
Unfortunately. So however, if people are willing to take a leap of faith and get through that, then they'll actually find that, you know, as they go along, working out does help you lose weight, but not because of the calories it burns, because of the motivation and the good sort of brain drugs that it gives you.
Okay. Makes sense to me.
That's my 2 cents. Yeah.
So it's worth doing, providing that you go into it with the right mindset and you understand the dietary side of it as well.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Which I hope I don't step on toes here, but some gyms will help you with. Others just want to suck the money out of you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, there is a gym out there that has, I think they have pizza every Friday. There's another one that has Tootsie Rolls, and that same gym also has Tootsie Rolls on the counter. So you walk in, walk out. Like, you know, like you can get, there's video online of like that people at that gym eating pizza while they're on the machines.
While they're actually working out.
Yeah, it's kind of like hilarious.
Whole carb-infused meal that they're eating while they're working out.
It's so great. But my point is that, some gyms say, you know what, we don't want to be the high-pressure gym. We just want you to come and hang out and give us $20 a month.
Right.
You know, and that's that.
Right. Make it a little social club.
That's bro. The Golden Corral gym. Yeah.
Your mom's mad at you again? Just come hang out on our couch.
It's the wishbone gym.
Exactly, right? Yeah, they could totally do that.
Just show up, buffet. That's right. Yeah, hang out.
Other gyms go, hey, we're going
to. Sort of like the Elks Lodge with a workout machine in it.
Yeah. And other gyms will focus on the community where they'll say, hey, everyone, let's just sit in a circle and do weights at just a high enough intensity that we feel like we're doing something.
A little kumbaya.
But we still have the ability to chat to each other and talk about certain things while we're working out. And then there are other gyms that say, like, you know, hey, if you want to be hardcore, extreme, type A personality, then come in and we'll work you out hard and we'll give you a strict food plan. And then, like, you know, we'll get you the results you need.
Is that CrossFit? Is that why Cassie's smiling?
Just exchanged a knowing look right now. Cassie, why are you smiling right now?
I just understand what he's saying.
Is CrossFit is that?
Oh, yeah.
You CrossFit people are like wackos.
Cassie can't talk bad about CrossFit.
Insane.
You guys are.
Rule number one about CrossFit is you do not talk bad about CrossFit.
No, you talk about it all the time.
No. Yeah, you talk about CrossFit all the time, but you don't
talk
bad.
Oh, you don't talk bad about CrossFit.
No, because then the CrossFit community comes down and crushes you.
Yeah, they come down and beat you up.
That's pretty much what happens, yeah.
Yeah.
In the good old days, actually in the early days, there were stories of like people getting like beat up, like basically like when they would talk bad online, like they would have like CrossFit had a group of people that would like call up and like, you know, harass people. To say like, hey, you can't say bad things about CrossFit. Yeah, no, it was like
really?
It was like early days.
Like a little cult.
Yeah, it was like early Scientology days. Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. Oh,
were there DC-8s involved?
DC-8s and volcanoes. And soul catchers.
You would think so, actually. Depends who you talk to.
We haven't talked about that for a long time.
Move the DC-8.
We're back to like 5 o'clock hour. We need to do a little, you know, little Scientology soul catcher. Yeah, a little recap. Yeah, a little soul catcher.
Yeah, let's get an update. Your Scientology update.
We'll do that. What was the guy's name? The head dude? The god guy?
Ian Hubbard.
No. What was the guy's name?
Oh, I don't remember. We'll have to pull up the
Zantac. Pull up the South Park episode. Well, you guys are talking. I'll find the South Park episode.
You gotta find that. Yeah.
Okay. So one of the things you asked me, Jen, is 6 weeks of hard working out. What does that mean?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Okay. Cool. So I'm gonna say as generally as I can, I'll say that the thing if I give you a weight to lift, then you might be stronger than that. You might be weaker than that. So I don't want to give you that. What I want to do is I want to say, hey, Dan, pick a weight that you can do 10 to 20 reps of. So that's a pretty big range, right? Mm-hmm. But what I want is for you to push within that weight. So if you can do more than 20 reps and you haven't hit 8 out of 10 intensity. And what I mean by that is like basically you get to choose what 8 out of 10 intensity is. You know, but if you can get, say, 3 or 4 more reps over 20 then and not be at 8 out of 10 intensity, then you need to increase the weight. If you can do like, say, 10 reps and you're at 9 or 10 out of 10 intensity and you cannot do another rep, then you need to decrease the weight. Got me?
Gotcha.
So now, so what I'll say is this, is paradoxically, when you're starting off, the exercise is less important than you working out at the appropriate intensity. So if you say, okay, I'm going to do bench because I always love bench, I say, great, let's do bench, but let's do it at 8 out of 10 and no more. I want you to do it until you have 2 or 3 reps left. And if you can go around the gym and go basically do 5 exercises for 2 sets, so if you go basically 1 minute between each set, then that's going to take you all of about half an hour, 40 minutes. You know, you add 10 minutes of walking on the treadmill in the front and the end of it, you've got about an hour. You can add the walking on the treadmill if you want to, or you can take it out if you hate it. Some people call it the treadmill. They can't stand it.
Well, no, if you get a good episode of Airplane Repossessors and you're on the treadmill, you're set.
You can like watch the whole thing.
You're set.
Oh, my God. I feel like I fell asleep the second you said that title. What is Airplane Repossessors?
Oh, it's a great show.
These guys repossess airplanes.
Awesome. Yeah, they repossess airplanes. What? It's fantastic.
It's like the guys that go out and repossess your car. They just do an airplane instead.
It's great. It's like
an upscale version of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a great show.
Airplane Repossessors.
Well, you know, and being a pilot, I love that show. That's a great show.
So people have their airplane at their house.
In the hangar, sure.
Yeah,
at the airport, so like Centennial.
They go and then they fly it out.
Front Range.
How do they?
Well, because they didn't make their bank payment, comes in there and they.
How do they repossess an airplane?
Well, first of all, airplanes
in the back of a trailer.
No,
they fly it out.
They fly it out.
Yeah,
pilots fly it.
Not flight worthy.
Well, then they don't fly it out.
So they
but they do their
do
pre-flight
they
just like everyone else.
Pre-flight
does.
They don't just like get in.
Now the key is you got to find the logbooks because nobody keeps their logbooks in their airplane. So you've got to find those logbooks. That's about half the value of the airplane.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if you're behind it, so here's a little pointer out there, guys.
Enough as it is without watching this show. Now I want to watch the show.
Here's a little pointer out there, guys. If they're going to come repossess your airplane, grab your logbooks, hide them somewhere.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll come right back.
Everything on this show.
All right, Jamie Atlas, jamieatlas.com. He is our fitness trainer up next, U.S. Gold Coins. And Andy Goss actually is going to join us here in the next hour, right at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. So we'll hear from him then. Anything you need, though, when it comes to gold and silver, he is your guy. He would love to help you out. In fact, if you've got some gold and silver kicking around the house, you want to know what it's worth, they can help you with that as well. So it's usgoldcoins.com, 1-800-468-2646. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Andy Goss from U.S. Gold Coins wants you to think about collecting gold and silver coins as wealth insurance. You have car insurance just in case you're in an accident, and health insurance just in case you get sick. It makes sense to have wealth insurance just in case something happens and you can't access your money from the banks. That's why, as a KLZ listener, Andy is offering to give you his CD, How to Protect Your Wealth, for free. All you have to do is call 800-468-2646 and mention KLZ. This CD teaches you everything you need to know about how to use gold and silver coins to protect your wealth in any situation and introduce you to the fun and lucrative world of collecting valuable coins. This offer also includes a free copy of The Guide to U.S. Coins, basically the Bible for coin collectors. Start on your way to a secure future with wealth insurance in the form of beautiful, authentic, and very valuable U.S. coins by calling Andy Goss at 800-468-2646. That's 800-468-2646 today.
After 30 years of assisting Colorado homeowners with home renovation projects, Jim Oleskovich and his team at American Abatement turn your major asbestos headache into a minor delay. Just when you started making headway on your home renovation project, you ran into asbestos-containing materials. Everything halted while you sent samples to the lab. American Abatement safely removes hazardous materials without disrupting your project any more than absolutely necessary. Call Jim and his team for a complimentary quote today at 303-298-8550. Stay safe without the stress.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We just watched a Chubbies commercial.
Yep.
Anti-gym. No Chubbies allowed.
No Chubbies allowed.
What was that one? No.
It's bad.
Fat girl eating a pie, no guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Equals no guy.
Fat girl eating a pie equals no guy.
Ladies, I love you in all sizes. I'm just going to stay out of this one altogether.
We were just repeating the commercial.
That is not coming from me.
No.
If you want to eat pie, go for it.
The views of John Rush.
It's all yours.
That's the reflective of Jamie Atlas.
Yes, no. You can eat it pie all you want. I could care less. That's Jamie's deal.
So please eat the pies. It's good job security for me.
Yes.
Yeah, one thing about you guys that are in the fitness training world, I don't think job security is an issue for you all.
Yeah, not in this country, for sure.
No, that's why they keep lobbying against the fat pill. Because we know it exists.
Yeah, there one out there? Yeah, where's the pill that speeds up metabolism? Yeah, yeah.
We know it's there. You guys.
It has to exist.
You
guys are supplanting it.
If it sure exists, the question is, do you want to take the other symptoms that come with it?
You guys are like big pharma.
What other symptoms? Come on.
You're like, what are we looking at
here? Yeah, exactly. What am I looking at? Well, come on. Give me my options.
You guys are like Monsanto and chemtrails and the whole bit. That's the fitness industry.
That's what,
it's a
what?
Big conspiracy.
You guys continue to squash the metabolism pill.
We know the metabolism pill is out there.
I know it works. It's there.
Oh, can you imagine how much money I would make if I like had one of those?
Not as much as you all make in the fitness world.
I would just sell it for more. You kidding me?
Only if you're that guy.
Yeah, but if you're not, everybody else is done.
All of you are not that guy.
All of you. Great.
I'm with Dan on this one.
Oh my goodness. Conspiracy. You know it's true.
I am with Dan on this one. They have developed it. That pill has been squashed. Yeah. Just like that 100 mile per gallon carburetor.
That's right. It's sitting right in the vault next to the 100 mile an hour or the 100 miles per gallon carburetor and the Twinkie.
That's right.
That'll
the inventions
decompose.
Of all time.
We destroyed.
That's right.
The Twinkie, we destroyed that.
That will never
they
decompose.
Came back with like the did you see they stopped making the Twinkie?
Yes.
And there was such an outroar that they came back with.
The company went bankrupt.
Oh my goodness, it's killed me. And so then someone bought the Twinkie thing.
Right.
With a concept,
started them up
whatever.
Again.
And this time they sell it at slightly smaller size.
Yeah, it's a little bit smaller
So then,
Twinkie.
Of course, everyone said.
Do you like Twinkies, by the way, Dan?
Everyone said they're the diet Twinkie.
Do you like diet Twinkies? Or do you like Twinkies, Dan?
I used to love Twinkies.
What is the there's
you know
anything
what else I really
that tastes like it was made out of industrial foam?
Ho-hos?
Ho-hos and ding-dongs.
Ding-dongs.
They were so good.
My goodness.
Especially the ding-dongs.
This is a family show, Dan.
They came wrapped in aluminum foil.
In the good old days?
In the good old days,
like wrapped
yeah.
in,
it's
like,
not?
Covered in lead?
Cassie's like, no, it's not.
It's not a family show.
It's not a family show. What are you guys talking about? Well, Dan's just talking about ho-hos and ding-dongs. I'm just wondering.
If you're talking
I'm not talking about the gals I dated. I was talking about snack
cakes. Oh, gosh.
There's
the hook, and Dan bites on it.
Yep. There it is.
No, I was talking about food.
Yeah.
Snack cakes.
Yeah, but my point is that like those things, like I've eaten one of those. And that's
you had a Twinkie?
Yes, I did for the purpose of scientific research. And no, thank you.
There's a great movie. I think it was Always. It's about airplanes that took out firefighting airplanes and stuff. And John Goodman was like their instructor.
Yeah.
And he sat up on the hill and he would have a straw and he'd stick it inside of a Twinkie and
suck
out
stuff
the middle,
out of it. That's right.
If there was ever anything that tasted more like
awesome.
It was made out of the stuff that falls off of the factory belt and like put together and then dyed.
Kind of does what it tastes like.
I
you're
feel
right
like
about
like
that.
The foam of mattresses, you know, the old like eggshell foam that like sits on the top of mattresses. I feel like that's what the Twinkies are made out of.
Yeah, but Jamie,
my wife loves Twinkies.
She's welcome to them. So, yes, that's great.
But Jamie, how else are Americans going to support Big Pharma and Big Fitness if we don't eat our Twinkies?
Big Fitness.
Big Fitness, like Big Pharma.
I love it.
I mean,
same
Big Fitness,
sentence.
Right?
Oh my goodness. If you've ever met a personal training group, then you know, it's pretty much Big Fitness is like the least. Usually every personal trainer is like, or gym owner is like scraping their
pennies
together.
Cassie, look up real quick. How many billions of dollars a year do Americans spend on weight loss products and fitness?
Oh.
I'm telling you, it's right up there next to Big Pharma.
A gazillion dollars.
Actually, the trouble is most of that goes to infomercial guys. Yeah, until you're a big infomercial, now you're talking about money. Cassie, do not look that up.
I'm
you have better things
up.
To do with your time.
How much money you spend on weight loss is what I'm going to look up.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to guess like a... Oh, geez, Cassie. Cassie just winced.
North of $60
billion. $60 billion.
Wow!
Right?
Fat
people.
Whoa!
Is that in America?
Yeah. Americans spend north of $60 billion annually to try to lose pounds.
That's
on everything from paying for gym memberships and joining weight loss programs... to drinking diet soda, which
doesn't help
which
at all.
Help.
That, they added that in?
They added that.
Yeah, okay.
That's cheating.
All right, so it's $59
billion. No, oh, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
money.
It's like, $10
billion. So I'm not too far off on my Big Pharma and Big Fitness.
Yeah, you know what, though? There's a lot. Yeah, I'm not seeing any of that money. How about that? If that's $60
billion, you're
just
the wrong end there, pal. That's all.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I clearly done
it's
wrong
time
thing.
For the Jamie Atlas infomercial.
That's exactly right.
We
got
to get going.
With his own gym.
Yeah.
Hi, do you respond?
I come on in and get a Twinkie at the door.
John and I want to be the producers, and we'll just make tons of money on
it. We'll just make a commercial that's a tape of me yelling at people in my accent.
That's fine. Yeah. And we'll hand out Twinkies at the door.
Right.
And by the way, here's the Jamie Atlas.
Diet Twinkies.
That's right.
What are those band things you gave me? What are those called? Those band things?
Resistance
band? Resistance band. The Jamie Atlas resistant band and diet plan.
Because
you always got to have the diet plan.
There's a recording on the band, so every time you pull it, it goes, good job, mate. Or something like that.
Good job, mate. Good job, mate.
We would sell billions.
We would, actually.
My soul just died a little bit.
We're on it.
That's okay. That's okay. It's for the greenback.
That's it's for part of my $60 billion share.
All right. Bruce Simmons is coming up next, our reverse mortgage specialist. And maybe you need to take out a reverse mortgage on your house to afford to lose weight.
To get your membership at
Get
Jamie's
your gym membership. That's right. Jamie Atlas Gym. Yeah. That's right. ReverseMortgageRadio.net. Bruce Simmons, our reverse mortgage specialist, 303-467-7821. Call him today and see if you qualify for a reverse mortgage, and he'll meet you anywhere up and down the Front Range. Tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Bruce Simmons, KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, conducts business in person because you deserve to understand the process. Bruce gladly meets in your home, at a local restaurant, or wherever you prefer so that you may ask questions in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Your reverse mortgage allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into cash, potentially increasing your retirement resources by hundreds of thousands of dollars. You must interact face-to-face with your lender in order to fully grasp how the loan works. After dealing exclusively in reverse mortgages for nearly 15 years, Bruce knows that a phone conversation does not provide the same sense of security, and Bruce wants you to feel entirely at ease while you explore the details of your unique loan. Call 303-467-7821 to schedule a meeting with KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist. You will make a decision with complete confidence because you will speak directly with Bruce.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Normally, Jamie stays through the 4 o'clock hour a little bit to do some car stuff, but Andy Goss is joining us today, one of our great sponsors. So we'll give that time up for Andy as soon as we get into the 4 o'clock hour. So car stuff, you got a couple of minutes. Anything you want to chime in on car stuff?
You know what?
You driven anything good lately?
You know what? I mean, I've seen lots of good cars. I feel like it's like...
I'm driving an electric Mini right now.
Electric Mini?
It's a Mini Cooper electric. You plug it in.
Have you tried plugging it in?
Yeah, it works.
Like, where do you plug these things in?
Into my garage wall.
In your garage wall? Just like a regular... Yeah.
110 outlet.
Yeah. I feel like my house has like such old electric wiring, it'd probably take down the whole neighborhood.
It works great. I mean, I tell you what, this thing's got acceleration like no tomorrow.
Is it a quiet engine? Like, does it...
Yeah, because most of it's electric, and then when the engine needs to kick in for a little extra boost, you've got that. But the thing actually works phenomenal. It's
so
great.
Now, let me ask you this. So, like, when it comes to electric cars, like, one of the things I think about is, like, you know, the car being noisy so people can hear it coming versus sometimes it's so quiet.
This is not. It's pretty quiet.
This is not. So now, but when I'm driving in the neighborhood and I'm turning my corner, do I want someone to hear me coming?
Well, they can hear the road noise from the tires and stuff anyway, so it's
not
a huge
issue.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean? It's like one of those things I'm just like sort of...
Deaf people might have, or, you know...
Someone hard of hearing or something like that?
Yeah, somebody hard of hearing. Even they've claimed that even some blind people that are used to more traffic noises and so on might struggle with that a little, but I'm guessing that if you listen enough to the rolling resistance on the tires and such, we've got enough vehicles on the road now where they're so quiet that I think that's a thing of the past.
Right, you're saying like 20 years ago there would be a problem, but now all the cars are quiet.
Today,
so
it's not a big
sense.
Deal.
I get it. Now, not what about what's the like an electric car that you like, you know, think about that has like actually is roadworthy, like someone you'd love to drive?
I tell you what, this car I'm driving right now, I've only been in it for a day.
Yeah,
this stinking thing works awesome.
Nice. What surprised you about it?
How well it worked. I wasn't, you know, I'm not a huge Mini fan to begin with.
How well it worked.
Because there's such a niche vehicle. It just, I mean, you get in the thing and it flies. And normally the Minis are a little underpowered. Not this thing.
Huh.
This thing flies. It works really well.
Is it a particular model you got or like?
It's a Mini Cooper four-door Clubman. I believe they call it a Clubman electric. I don't know. It's an electric version of a Mini Cooper four-door.
Okay.
And it works great.
And have they just started doing this, or is it like a new thing?
I think it's a new model year for them, yes.
Nice.
And since BMW owns Mini Cooper, it's got a lot of the features.
And you were making fun of me for driving a hybrid car.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. It works. All right, jamieatlas.com. Thanks, Jamie. Always appreciate it. Dan Muir, we'll have another hour coming your way. Andy Goss is going to join us. Cassie George doing Facebook Live. Charlie Grimes, our engineer for today. We'll be right back. Hour 2 coming up next. John Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.